Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. Second segment here, NFL. Playoff. You know, the funny thing about it is, you know, both my teams won where the, you know, Bills beat the Broncos.
Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it.
And Houston
all three of them won. Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah. And a fourth would be if the Vikings could beat the Rams tonight.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead and ride through.
It's tough, man. I mean,
go ahead and ride through.
Hey, man, the Texans against – I didn't think the Texans were going to be able to beat the Chargers. They just hadn't been playing well.
I picked the Chargers, and that was not good for me.
Now, who's more to blame? Now, you got to think now.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love he played horrible, mm-hmm. Let's be honest. And Justin Herbert.
Who would you rather play with?
If you asked me this last year, I would say Justin Herbert. I do think he's tough. I think he's good. There's just something that and I don't think all yesterday was
it's
on
the
him.
Oregon in him.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. A little soft. I would probably say Jordan Love because Jordan Love is actually more consistent. Because Jordan, you know what Jordan Love does? Remember last year, before the Saints game, he was about to get benched. Then he just went like a month or like a month, 6 weeks. That's just who he is. He'll go 8 weeks without an interception. And then he'll go two games with eight.
So here's the thing about
at least I know what I'm getting.
I don't know Justin Herbert like that. Jordan Love, I would see Jordan Love at volleyball events at women because his fiance is a pro volleyball federation player, and he would come to the matches and sign autographs and do pictures and travel, go from city to city. He'd get his workouts in, fly out, and get it done. But I don't know Justin Herbert like that. So that was my thing is, can you lead in silence in this day and age of the NFL? Can you be a Justin Herbert and keep your business to yourself, not really bond socially with your teammates, right? Can you do that? Because we looked at it with Trevor Lawrence, we're trying to figure out, well, what's the deal, right? You can't be weird, right? Russell Wilson, too weird makes it difficult for people to follow you. What is the story with Jordan Love? Does he have the necessary talent around him?
I don't think he has the receiver talent that he needs.
Yeah, I love Jacobs, but I don't think he's. I don't think that's enough.
I think Jacobs and Kraft are good. The offensive line are good. I don't think they have the outside help that he needs.
And Justin Herbert, I don't know what the Charger offense is. I don't have an understanding.
He put up good numbers. I think they're both the same type of player. Since you brought up Trevor Lawrence, I want to ask right now, do you think he's a franchise quarterback?
Yes.
Austin?
I'm aboard the Trevor train.
You are?
Yeah. I am.
I think he's. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
If the Jags want to cut Trevor Lawrence and he ends up in Indy, yeah, I sign up for that.
Yeah, like he's
now,
like
that's now gonna, I will he, tell you he's a bug. He's I don't I just it's hard for me to look at him like other quarterbacks based on him being the number one and how he was coming out of high school. I do think he's good. I don't think he's as good as everybody says he is.
Because
he has a tremendous amount of talent around him. A tremendous amount of talent.
And they still drop the most passes in the NFL.
Right.
Yeah, that part.
They drop passes, but he plays keep away too.
His ball is too nice. Too nice.
He plays keep away.
He does have fumbleitis as well. Yeah. Which is a problem, but yeah. I'm. But
and that's and I think he's good. I just don't think he's that good. I also think part of it's being a Jacksonville.
Like yeah, or that he's too weird.
I was going to leave that out.
Yeah, he's got a
for, bit for of, Herbert. It's the Oregon for Trevor. It's the Dabo.
Yeah,
no, like, they're just both weird.
Well,
think for different reasons.
Dabo has two right, and they're both weird. They're both weird dudes.
So that means
they're both talented. Too. They're talented dudes, right?
So that means that Dabo's weird too.
Hey, we're only speaking to the data. And the data says that Dabo makes weird. Like that's just what it is. Oregon, thank goodness for Marcus Mariota showing some toughness wearing the Commanders jersey. But there's still some question about Oregon quarterbacks, right? I mean, we haven't had the Achilles Smith mention in a while.
Yeah, so. I think Justin Herbert, I think he's got a little bit more.
Dennis Dixon?
Hold on. No. Dennis Dixon was cold-blooded for a couple reasons.
Dennis Duckfoot Dixon.
Yes,
right,
he is.
Right.
First of all, he would have won the Heisman if he didn't go down there to play in that game in Arizona. But I think Justin Herbert has more, a little more it to him. I think also for him, it kind of like Trevor Lawrence, if you don't get a coach that's definitely there to just kind of usher you into stardom and not bow down to you, but you have to develop your defense for your quarterback. You got to maybe have less on defense for your quarterback. And a perfect example is Peyton Manning. The first few years he was at Indy, you know, stockpile the offense, and then the defense has to catch up. Ton of free agents, you know, and then you get guys that, oh, he didn't get drafted high because he was only like Gary Barnett, the linebacker number 58, really good player for them for a while. He was 5'11 versus 6'1. Mm-hmm. So, but he's still a great football player. They had no problem getting those guys. And then you start to make foundation pieces over there, you know, on the, you know, you have Raheem Brooks, you had Mathis, you had Dwight Freeney. Those are your stalwarts, but the guys in between, I think both Trevor Lawrence and what's the dude, Justin Herbert, are in the opposite of those situations. I think when you just look at it, they drafted Walker at number one. Granted, they got Brian Thomas this year, and they got Ingram. I think they overstepped signing him. They got Christian Kirk that one year, and they invested in their offensive line, but they also got rid of their two stalwarts. They got rid of the big tackle, Cam Robinson. And I think they're getting rid of the 72 potentially, even though they just signed him back, that he's been talked about being on the trading block. And then plus then you had the assistant GM gambling away a whole bunch of money. And then you had the GM that's there now that was backstabbing the head coach, and he still has a job. So that kind of trickles down. So I think also then you look at San Diego, or actually LA Chargers at this time with Brandon Staley. It was more of a defensive-oriented type of team, and the offense just kind of do their thing. Because remember, there was a little bit of issues with Keenan Allen. Then you trade pretty much your Hall of Fame receiver after his best year to Chicago. So now his safety net is gone, and then you bring in Johnson from TCU. And then you get rid of Mike Williams as well. So you take away a lot of his like cushion in safety nets and expect him to perform.
Yeah, the talent pool, the talent around the talent is always an interesting discussion, because no matter how you play it out, there's pro and con to always. One, are you relying on your talent? Because Brady folks will say, hey, it didn't matter. You know, he never had a dude, or he only had a dude for a year. And you can say, okay, if Jay Foreman's picking, the things that you're looking for, as the leader of a team, those, I always find it interesting, because Jay would be a tough GM. Like Jay would be
in this day and time, probably.
Like you would be.
I just want you to just play. Like I have no problem paying you. Right? I don't have a problem paying you. I'm not one of those guys. I wouldn't be one of those GMs that if you performed well, then I'm trying to like Jimmy rig you some disrespectful kind. No, I'm not going to I'm going to negotiate fairly. I have no problem doing that. But I don't have a serious problem with paying you a whole bunch of money and you ain't really trying to play football.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But I think that's what you're getting a lot of time. But then also on the flip side, I think you have a lot of GMs that are just playing dress up, playing GMs. They're like, I think they, and this is the new age GM, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong. I think these guys are like, hey, bro, this is cool. I'm a GM. Let's play Madden or fantasy football a little. I'm telling you, they're not.
Well, that's, I think, the rise of what we've seen in sports is we have less of the, you know, former players in GMs, less of the scouts that get elevated to GM, and more of the data guys
being
elevated
to GMs. Yeah.
Well, it's across sports.
Well, yeah. The analytics allows you to make mistakes. If you're a hunch guy or a talent guy or an experienced guy, the analytics don't match. Or they don't have to match because that's not why you're making your decisions. Bobby Beathard would never have been a GM in today's world.
All right. I do think there's
right? a Moneyball. Moneyball wouldn't exist in real, not now. It had to happen when it happened in order for it to progress forward. Yeah. It depends on.
I do think there's a place for analytics, but I do not think, and you will never be successful or win trying to win like purely on analytics. I think a lot of guys use analytics or whatever it is per that sport as like a smokescreen. Okay, like I'm doing my job. Like
excuses,
like, right? Well, validating their wrong decisions.
Yeah.
Versus like the biggest thing, whether it's a baseball player, basketball player. And then the funny thing, we talk about the NBA sometimes where I forget, and I like Jay Billis. He's like, oh, the last 2 years he ain't shot it well, but he has potential. Bro, what? He doesn't have a good shot now, but
he's not shooting it well now, but one day.
But he's like, oh, the mechanics of his shot isn't very good, but yeah, no, they won't.
It's like Jay Foreman with Josh Allen. He hadn't done it yet.
But let's bring this full circle.
He's gonna do it. He just ain't
give
done it.
Yeah, yeah, give me 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get back to you.
Okay. Hey, and we're on the 6-day countdown right now.
Oh yeah. And it's on.
Sunday's coming.
And it's on at night too.
Oh man.
In fact, 7 days from now, we probably will have had that discussion already. They're inside of 168 hours.
Oh man,
it don't matter. It's on.
Oh and man, so good.
Them shins gonna get tapped.
Fumbleaya, Fumbleuski.
Austin.
Oh
Texans
man,
Texans coming to KC and doing the thing though.
Yeah, he.
Negative.
You see just how bold Jay was going to be.
No, I'm not stupid.
Negative Ghost Rider. So does the winner of Baltimore and Buffalo have a legitimate 50-50 ball against KC?
This year, I think so. Hmm. I think the Baltimore-Buffalo, this is the first, I think, yeah. I think if Baltimore wins, they actually are a more mature team based off what happened last year in the AFC Championship. And they'll be extremely, but they, you know, whoever comes out of this game, we'll look at it like, hey, this is the time that we
got. And doesn't it feel a little different that if Detroit Philly comes out of the NFC, that they're also a 50-50 ball? As a matter of fact, they may be a 51-49 ball against whoever comes out of the AFC.
They're both, there's more dangerous ops. I never thought San Francisco could do it. I just don't. I think when you have, and we were there, mm-hmm. when the lady or like the beat writer or beat writer like cover the team, when they're talking about effort, when they're talking about effort, that's not a coaching thing. That's a culture thing. That's a bell cow players choosing when and when not to try. That just doesn't show up at week 25 in the league, and you've seen it this year. Mm-hmm. And it's the same dudes and the same things, and there's some stuff in that locker room that obviously became issues. And you know, the easy thing for when you're out in San Francisco, oh, we got Mr. Irrelevant, and Brock Purdy is the least of your reasons why you lose. Yeah. That defense lost that game against it. And so now when you think of Philly and or Detroit in the NFC, or Baltimore, or Buffalo, whoever it is. Number one, their styles make for a good fight against Kansas City with this team right now. But then also their quarterback personalities match up really, really well too, and how they in the coaches and the organization work well. So this is probably KC's, you know, stiffest challenge after they backdoored it into a championship. But you know, they got a lot of injuries and stuff, so they'll have a little bit of rust after a month. But the only game that matters next week.
Well, I don't know about all that. Sir.
7 p.m.
Sir.
It's going to be cold.
Sir.
it's going to be, hey,
they don't disrespect your family. Your family is just, they're going to raise, they're raising their hand. Like, no.
The Detroit game is going to be, that's going to be on.
Yeah. You know,
that's the appetizer.
Yeah. I'm okay with the tasty.
The appetizer is, you know, the Commanders at Detroit.
I'm good with.
But the full course meal is going to be up at Buffalo.
He's setting himself up.
Oh, no.
For some wings that are undercooked.
Here's what I do know.
Like
here's what I do know.
Oh man, overcooked pasta.
Other year besides this year, I know they're going to come compete this year. I know Buffalo going to compete.
Oh man, let me see what the weather's going to be.
Hey,
Austin,
you know who's coming,
Austin,
right?
Austin, 22 left, 22 right, 22 up the middle, 22 left, 22 right, 22 up the middle.
22. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Hey, sir, that is your footprint on my number.
22 will not finish the game.
Look at you. You see this? You see this, right? You see this?
Because that's Justice Hill is better?
Oh, man. No.
Mark my words.
Jay Foreman.
Then we shall see. Then we're going to hear the crickets.
You hear
the then. Crickets. We're gonna see.
He's talking about putting 22 out of the game.
Yeah, it'll be all right. He's big, strong.
Austin Orman, what say you about that before we go to break?
You've heard the Edgerrin James story, right? Yeah, I'm not necessarily shocked by it.
I'm trying to understand.
And maybe that's why Edgerrin stiff armed me so hard. Somebody told him that.
I didn't want to bring that up. That as
now I got to go back and see who played for Indy back then. Like, you know who went to Indy from Buffalo?
Who knew him in high school?
No, who was there? It might have been Daryl Port.
Just trying to understand who's.
Hey,
Austin, who's?
It might have been Daryl Port.
Puzzle's coming together.
Oh, yeah. Who is the Buffalo corner that's going to have to come up and take on his hands? Face.
Is it Micah Hyde?
I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
We should probably call his family.
But DP.
Like, we should let him know in advance.
At least send flowers.
Let him know in advance.
Ain't nobody scared.
Listen, just ask Pittsburgh, because they wasn't scared either.
Them dudes weren't invested.
We know how.
We going to be invested. Oh,
they saw Derrick Henry line up in the Wildcat.
We going to be invested.
And that was literally the sound they made from a playoff defense.
We're going to be invested come Sunday.
Jeez. Oh man, let me get.
I'm glad I got no dog in the fight.
I'm getting my 22 jersey out.
All right. When you don't finish the game,
okay.
Just don't.
What's
just
22 times two? That's the other question here.
Listen,
man. Listen, it doesn't matter. Derrick Henry going to do his. He can do his thing. We going to win.
Okay, we.
We gonna be there.
Okay, he got all the games Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, all my teams is in there.
Jay, the okay. Freshman Foreman.
Yeah, right. I know. I'm still gonna figure out who told on me about Edgerrin.
Oh, that's too funny.
It gotta be Daryl. I gotta text him. I wonder if he did, because I know they used to kick it in the offseason. Wonder if he told him about that.
Too much, sir.
He's stiff arming the heck out of me after that, man.
Too much.
We're gonna take a quick break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.